You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. Star 99.9. I'm Anna. That's Raven. You just have to fill in the blank if you blank. That's all I need to know about you. Those people that leave the water running in the bathroom when they go to the bathroom, in the public bathrooms, yeah. That's all I need to know about you.
Look at me, look at me. It's like we're in fifth grade. Look. Or the ones that put the paper towel in the sink and then leave the sink running. Remember,
why?
That used to be a thing.
But I don't understand why you do that. Wait, do you do that so I don't hear you go to the bathroom? Because I hear is the water running.
Oh, so you're not even talking about a public restroom.
No, I'm talking about a public restroom.
Okay,
like when you walk in and there's like, you know, multiple
sinks.
It's
a quiet thing. It's
I don't get it.
It's poop fear. It's fear of poop. It's fear of pooping and somebody being listening.
But yeah, but what you think it's, if you're just drawing more attention to yourself, if you just keep the water running and you do that.
Do you believe the fan actually does anything to get the smell out of the bathroom? The fan doesn't do anything. The fan is a smokescreen. It's a decoy, all right? It's like Spy Hunter, all right?
But if you...
That's what happens. James Bond.
I'm so confused.
The fan is the James Bond of the bathroom. And if you don't have the fan, then the sink is the next alternative.
I went into the bathroom we have here, and it's the same thing. You walk into a big room. There's multiple stalls, multiple sinks.
It's cavernous.
Yeah.
It'll echo.
And somebody had left the water running, so I didn't realize there was someone in there. So I just go and I shut it off.
Right.
Thinking somebody did it by accident.
And now all of a sudden somebody's got poop fright.
Well, now
stage fright.
Can you turn that back on? And I'm like, what?
They asked for you to turn it back on.
Yes.
I love it.
I was like, I don't need to know about you. Like, I just, I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, okay. It's a trigger. They need that to cover up the sound there. It's like Batman when he throws down like one of those things that just pops a puff of smoke so he can disappear. It's not actually designed to hurt anybody. It's just for distraction.
But is it to help them go to the bathroom?
I don't know.
Or is it to mask it from other people hearing?
I think it's kind of both. So it's like a tension thing, an anxiety thing. So like they feel like, okay, the sink's on. They can't hear me, which then therefore automatically relaxes them. Which, of course, when coming to defecating is helpful.
1-800-330-9999. If you're one of these people, please call. So just explain it.
I mean,
explain
it does sound like I have science behind this, right? I mean, it's believable what I'm telling you.
You're just, right? I mean, who thought of this early in the morning you was defecating?
I'm trying to empathize with people. Uh-huh. And so therefore, I'm trying to put myself in their situation where they're feeling upset and scared about it. I'll tell you what the worst thing is when you go to somebody's house, okay, and they don't have a fan. What's up with that?
I have that downstairs.
You and it's downstairs, so that's the bathroom that you want guests to use, technically.
I know. It's
you
a
know
problem.
What I mean?
It's a problem.
Right.
But then every time people go in there, like you could totally hear what they're doing.
Yes!
You have to start moving stuff around. You're like...
Right. I'm not listening to you. You call from the hallway. I'm not listening to you. Then they have to pee every 15 minutes because they can't just get that full pee in. Mm. Like, it's like... And then they stop.
I don't have that problem.
And then they stop.
I don't know.
Because there's 17 people in your kitchen.
It's good self-control.
All right, you want to chime in too? Call 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. It's finally over. It's finally over.
It is.
Yep. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Yesterday, Raven and I competed in the Sono Half. We ran the 5K. For the last 2.5 months, we've trained like we've never trained before.
Brutal.
Because whoever won would win more money for their charity. I was running for Infinite Love for Kids Fighting Cancer, Raven for the Connecticut Humane Society. So what happened?
Are we ready to reveal?
All right, well, let's... So this is some audio from after the race yesterday. We are standing outside at the Sono Half. We have just finished up our 5K, and it was a crazy race. Coach Whip, what happened?
I was blown away. I thought that Raven was going to take it, and people ran over and said Anna scooted in by 5 seconds. It was. I heard you were throwing elbows at the finish line there.
Her girlfriend was. Her girlfriend. Her girlfriend put her arms out. I've got lawyers already working on this right now. To be fair, Anna ran an incredible race, and I don't feel bad about my results at all. I feel good. 5 seconds. 5 seconds. Wait. That's long.
Right. So, ultimately, did it end the way you thought it was going to end?
I'll be honest, no. If I said yes, I would be lying. When I saw Raven's times coming through the last 2 to 3 weeks, I thought he was going to take it. But like I said to you when we taped the last couple times, you never know what's going to happen on race day. And you were consistent, and you just went out, and you gave it everything that you had. And that resulted in a win by 5 seconds. It's incredible.
So, Shannon, when I crossed the finish line, my girlfriend was like, you got to keep walking. You can't just stop. And I went, and I lied down on the grass, and I couldn't breathe. And you, were you worried about my well-being?
I was. I think before I even said congratulations, I said, are you okay?
Right.
Well, it was, rough there at the end. I thought I was going to die, too. I thought I nearly had her. When I crossed the bridge there, I was 15 feet behind her. But what a great effort. Amazing.
You guys did incredible. Happy to support your causes. It was a great day.
I won.
You won.
I know. I'm not going to rub it in your
face.
5 seconds. I'm not going to rub it in your face because the truth of the matter is that we're both really winners. We raised a lot of money for our charities. And I know, like, that's, like, the cliche thing to say.
It is the thing to say, but... I'll tell you something. If you've never run a 5K.
You think it's easy.
Yeah.
You think 3 miles is easy. It is not easy to run 3 miles.
No.
No.
No. No. And I feel good about what I ran. There were definitely some things I should have done differently. And now having run one, I would do differently. But I don't regret it. Anna ran a hell of a race. And her friends ran a hell of a race. And they had a great plan. And they did a great job.
Wait.
They did a great job.
That plan had to be the most hilarious thing I've ever experienced in my life. We'll get to that. It's coming up next on Star 99.9. We're a little bit dead today.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
We are dragging.
Yeah, this
here.
Is going to be a sloppy morning.
Yeah, Star 99.9. It's Anna and Raven. Yesterday was the big day, the Sono half. Raven and I were competing against each other in the 5K for our charities, Infinite Love for Kids Fighting Cancer, and Raven was running for Connecticut Humane Society.
Mm.
And Coach Whip, what happened?
I thought that Raven was going to take it, and people ran over and said Anna scooted in by 5 seconds.
That was the hardest
five
I've ever run in my life. So here's the thing.
I can attest that it was.
I mean,
I can attest
you
that
see
it
my
was
face?
Definitely the hardest that Anna ever ran. It was the hardest that I had in me yesterday. That's for sure, too. What a brutal, brutal race.
It was crazy.
it was
so crazy.
It was brutal.
But it...
It was enjoyable. We had a good time.
Oh, yeah,
time.
We had fun.
It was definitely a sense of accomplishment, but it was absolutely brutal.
I mean, Raven already is like, I can't wait to compete against you again next year. And I'm like, what?
Whoa.
So let's start by saying this. Yeah. I get there, and I have already accepted in my head that I'm going to lose to Raven.
Right, his times have... ahead of defeat.
Yeah. Consistently, he blows me out of the water on his runs. And I knew that, like, I just couldn't do it, no matter how hard I tried and how hard I trained. So I went there with a good kind of attitude where I'm going to go out there and I'm going to have fun with my friends and I'm going to do the best I can. But here's what happened. I had the dream team with me. I had three of my
fantastic.
Best friends. So I have Danielle, who's an experienced runner.
Right.
So she, whenever I was starting to like slow down, she would make me gallop like a horse.
Right.
She was making me do these random things.
She was insulting you.
She was Angela. Angela
was the insulter.
Yes.
Okay, so Danielle was the
she was the experienced
pacer.
Runner. Yeah.
Right. Right.
And then Angela, who's my cousin and one, you know, my best friend since birth.
Right.
She knows
she
how
would
to get into my
you.
Head.
She would just.
She'd be like, "You're so slow. You want your kids to watch you lose today?
Right.
You want you want your kids to watch you lose
for three." 3 miles.
For 3 miles.
And I know this because I was relatively close with Anna the whole time. So
you could hear it like, what is going on ahead?
It's crazy.
And then Jessica, who would foresee the future, she'd be like, we got a hill coming up about 200 feet, guys.
She was doing the chess match. Right. She was doing the chess match with the planning ahead.
It was crazy. But here's what happened is as I was running, there's 2,000 people running this race.
Yes.
So I didn't.
Sold out.
Raven just went right ahead of me at the beginning. I didn't think anything of it.
Mm-hmm.
But about at the end of mile one, I go, is that the back of Raven's head? And I'm like, wait a minute. That looks like the Brillo pad. That's like his back of his head.
An epic movie.
Oh, but I looked at him, and in my heart, I go, oh, not today, Raven. It's not happening today. But it came down to that final stretch.
It was absolutely brutal. It was absolutely, yeah. I mean, I learned some things yesterday. First off, I had never run outside. I had run outside one time on the hottest day. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself that it was going to be fine. And it was clearly different.
Yeah.
No question about it. Also, Coach Whip told me there was one hill. There was like four hills.
Right? No.
Yes.
There was one big hill.
Well, one big hill, but yeah. Even a small hill when you're running is you know, yeah. You feel the hill.
But
and running by myself, I made some errors.
You made some
mistakes.
There's
some things I would definitely learn.
I was trying to crack jokes to Raven before we started, and he was not having me.
Yeah. I was game face.
He put himself far behind me, sure. And I have pictures of him. It looks like he wants to kill someone. And I'm like, all right, relax.
Just focus.
Got to win that race.
But yeah. At the end, we were neck and neck, and there's a woman who I don't really know well. Like, she used to take Zumba with me and my friend like 3-4 years ago, and randomly we're on that last stretch, and my girlfriends are pounding me. They're like, let's go. And I had nothing left.
Nothing.
And she looked over at me, and like, I just caught her, and she looks me in the eye. She goes, just go, Anna. And that was it.
Wow. That was it.
I took off.
That was Zen, it.
The Jedi moment.
Yeah, and it was 5 seconds.
I nearly
seconds.
Fell off the bridge at that point. I was. When we came around the second to last turn, I was 15 feet behind Anna. I was right behind her, and I had started behind. So I thought that we were going to cross basically at the same time, and there was no let up in her. And I literally thought I was going to pass out. Like, my head started pounding, and
I had to pull back. Danielle grabbed my arm. I walked twice during the course.
I felt bad about that.
Danielle grabbed my arm when I got to the finish line because I didn't think I could cross it, and pulled me right over it.
Right.
And then I collapsed on the ground, and she's like, no, you got to keep walking. I'm like, you're crazy.
You're like, forget that.
So you don't have a heart attack. Right. You should keep walking. Right.
But you know what? Like, Raven.
I'm bringing a NASCAR team next year.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing. I'm bringing fire suits and everything. Everybody will have sponsored patches.
But
I didn't run with anybody.
You didn't want to run with anybody. Yeah. Your wife was there.
It was
there.
My first time.
Yeah.
And I definitely learned some things off of that. But it was a great race. I honestly have no regrets.
Yep.
5 seconds is hard to take in certain ways. But in the other hand, you know, like, I know what we both brought. And because we were within eyeshot of each other, we changed leads 2-3 times during the race. Mm-hmm. Anna ran a hell of a race.
And Raven did,
and her
too.
Friends ran a hell of a race. And I ran a good race.
You did.
I would do a couple things differently.
Next year, if you want me to drive alongside you and I can insult you from a car, I'll do that. I'll totally do that.
Next year, I would also like not to be a groomsman at 43 two nights before and ingest Fireball till 3 a.m. But, you know, I mean, listen, it was to take nothing from nobody. And I ran a great race.
And so did Raven. And you want to know what? Thousands and thousands of dollars to our charities. That's that matters.
There's your motivation. You know?
It was a good experience.
Yeah,
so.
And next
today,
year,
we can't walk.
Right.
Right.
Neither of us can walk at this point.
We're about to order bacon, egg, and cheese and celebrate it being over.
We were so relaxed. Right. We're placing that order right now. We were so relaxed after the race. Like, it was like Anna had 5 beers in like 15 minutes. But it's over? It's over.
Oh, my gosh. It was a good time. I'm glad it's over. Thank you to Coach Whip and Shannon for guiding us through
it. An amazing experience. Really, really. And I fully plan to run it next year.
I'll think about it.
The Anna and Raven Show.
Selfless.
Fox 61.
Wonderful.
Everyday hero.
A star to all of us.
On Star 99.9.
Your everyday hero. Someone that really comes forward and goes above and beyond for you or someone in the community. And when I got this email from Lavinia, I was like, that is an everyday hero. Lavinia, can you tell us what your son Jasper did?
Well, I think actually he saved my life. I know that sounds crazy, but I was choking really badly, and he knew how to do the Heimlich, and he did it, and then I could breathe again. So,
oh my gosh,
it was pretty amazing.
What were you eating?
I was actually eating blueberry pie while the poor kid was doing his homework, and I just swallowed it the wrong way, and yeah, I just choked and choked and choked, and he realized, and he sort of followed me and said, "Are you okay? Are you okay?" And finally, I got to a point where I couldn't talk, I couldn't cough, and I've always taught them, if someone can't talk or cough, then they really need help.
Right.
And
right.
He suddenly said, "I'm going to do the Heimlich right now," and he did.
Jasper, you are 12 years old. How did you know, like, when you saw your mom like this, what was going through your head?
Well, at first, I guess not much, sort of, because she told me that she was okay. But then I followed her, and I asked once more, and she couldn't cough, and she just couldn't talk. So it was just very nerve-wracking. And the way I knew how to do it was I'd seen many videos and images that showed how to do the Heimlich. And I mean, it's not a super reliable source, but still, that was like the only sort of way that I knew how to do it. So.
Right, better than nothing.
Yeah. Thank God so, you did.
Either mom drops or I'm going to give this a shot right here, right now.
And I also had a 911 on my phone, and I realized that I needed to do the Heimlich because an ambulance couldn't come in 3 minutes, and 3 minutes is the time that I've always heard if they can't sufficiently take breath after 3 minutes. So
what? I mean, that's incredible.
Right. I mean, his retention is amazing.
Right.
Right. Somebody said that to him and he remembers. You won't remember that in 2 hours.
I'm a CPR. Like, I'm CPR certified and I didn't know that. You know?
It's a funny thing about when we're choking, right? I mean, obviously when you're choking, you can't breathe or speak at all, like you said. But it's a funny thing that our first reaction when we start choking is, no, I'm good.
Right.
No, I'm good. Right, yeah. Mom? You're like, yeah. No, I'm okay.
Exactly. At first, I was sort of like, I'm okay.
Right.
And I went to the kitchen to sort of, you know.
Why do we not want people to clap ourselves on the back right away? I mean, it's a strange thing, right?
Well,
you start walking away like a cat who's scampering off to die. Don't look at me. I'm choking.
Absolutely. But then I took a big breath, and that just made it worse.
Right.
And that's when
it goes right in there then.
Yeah, and suddenly I was like, making this terrible noise, and he followed me and he said, are you okay? And this time I really couldn't answer, and he was great. He said, I'm going to do the Heimlich. And I thought, okay. And he tried once and it didn't work, and he did two more really big bangs, and boom, suddenly I
blueberry pie all across the wall. Right.
Wow.
The messiest pie that you can eject.
Ma, you must be so proud of him.
And grateful.
Right. Yes. Proud is one thing.
You know, thankful
and grateful.
He is a super conscientious person, though. He's always been very aware of other people, and he'll see, like, our older neighbor trying to pull their trash, and he'll run out and help them and stuff. So he's always aware of people and helping out. That's just one of his great character traits. So I wasn't surprised later when I said, how did you know the Heimlich? And he said, oh, I saw some YouTube videos. And
YouTube. Right. That's how we do it all now.
Wait, hold on.
Save lives. I did my break job with YouTube. You know, Anna.
Yeah, but when my daughter Hayden, who's 10 years old, watches YouTube, it's like how to play Roblox and like other people playing video games.
Well, you got
to
do it right.
You know, YouTube videos that can save lives. It's a big difference.
Well, I think he watches other things too.
I watch other things. It's just that, I mean, I see an advertising thing. That
was like a commercial that came by. Yeah. Well, congratulations, Jasper. You are today's everyday hero. You are phenomenal. And congratulations for everything that you've done and saving your mom.
Thank you very much. It was amazing to be here.
Thank you.
Other than New York, name an East Coast state tourists love to visit. You said the ever popular Connecticut. Survey said.
First of all, but listen to this.
Not him though. 100 people surveyed.
Right, but listen. Why is everybody laughing?
The ever popular Connecticut.
That's ridiculous. That's crazy.
You know why they're laughing? Because they can't afford a vacation here.
Oh yeah. Sure.
Wow.
Is that a beluga whale? I had never seen one of them.
Start 99.9. It's Anna and Raven. This is crunch time, and I'm going to be really stressed out and nervous over the next 5 days.
Oh, great. I thought we were over that, man. I thought we were over the stress and nervousness. I mean, the last few weeks have been hard enough.
You know what? I'm starting to lose hope. Here's what happened. About 3 weeks ago, my family and I auditioned for Family Feud. Mm-hmm. And we went and we got called into the second level of interviews. And we were really excited. We thought we did really well. And
right?
The producer almost kind of gave me a wink, like, I got you. And they told us that if we were selected, we would get a postcard in the next 4 weeks. So I'm immediately thinking, it's coming.
Right.
And now.
Right. You can't wait for your big debut. And now how many days in are you?
So now this is week 3. Now the first week, I didn't think anything of it. I go, well, they have to go back to L.A.
Right.
They have to
they got to sort through the stuff.
Lots
of papers.
Yeah.
Lots of papers. A couple lunches that they're going to order in and sort through this. And then some producer's going to hold up your stuff and go, the Zapp family were stars.
Exactly.
We have to have the Zapps.
I mean, we did so well. And then week 2 went by and I'm like, they're just busy.
Right.
It's busy out in California.
Yeah. Maybe the printer's out of paper. They got to print these things up. There's going to be a PowerPoint presentation on their producer meeting.
Yep. And then I went online, and I'm like, typically when they say up to 4 weeks, how long does it take to get the postcard? And a lot of families said week three.
Week
so
three?
So this past week.
So you were like, all right, this is going to be a big week.
Listen, I never check my mail. Never. Right. I come home every single day as if I'm waiting for a college acceptance letter.
Right.
That's how.
Decoder ring in the mail. Oh. Right. Oh, here we go. I can't wait.
And all of a sudden, I woke up this morning, I go,
it's never happening for me.
There's, I have 5 days. If I don't get this thing by Saturday, we did not make it to Family Feud.
Oh, man. But first off, listen, the mail could be delayed, all right? It could be delayed.
Mm-hmm. And you know what I've even gone to do?
What?
Don't make fun of me. Because they send it, it's an actual postcard.
Right.
I keep going through every piece of the junk mail.
Right.
In case it
you're
gets
stuck in the
middle.
You're in the Clipper magazine to see whether or not it's been right in. Right.
It's like next to like
knocking on neighbors'
the Stop
doors,
and Shop
like,
flyer.
Hey,
have you seen guys? Right, have you seen my Family Feud note card?
Right. You didn't get any mail of mine here, did you?
Yeah. So just FYI, it's going to be a really stressful next few days for my family.
I think you guys did great, and I'm pulling for you. You know, but what did I tell you right after that? I said, producers always tell you you got it. They always do.
Sure, they're liars.
If you're a little bit better than others.
Terrible
like
liars.
They do. They give you hope, you know?
Just saying.
Because they don't like to crush dreams every single day.
I wrote down their names, and I just might find them after.
Oh, boy.
We'll
That's
see.
A yeah. problem.
Okay, well, I mean, I just want to find out what
Probably
happened.
Probably shouldn't have said that out loud. Okay. But best of luck to you guys over the next 5 days, of
Thank
course.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches, and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9 Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Sharon and Tommy. Sharon, let's start with you. What's going on?
My husband and I are having an issue. We're not agreeing on something. I was fooling around on sugardaddy.com. If you guys are familiar with the site.
Yeah, that would be hard for you to explain to me if I was your husband. Okay, you're messing around on the website. And what?
Yeah, just for fun. Like, I was just fooling around, and I ended up finding my best friend's father on there.
Oh, all right. So if you're not familiar with sugardaddy.com, it's basically where younger women go to find older men that will pay for them,
mm-hmm.
you know, to go to college, for hobbies, or
basically
whatever.
Be their girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. They'll support what you're doing if you show up and be their girlfriend when they want you to act like their girlfriend.
Yeah, and I don't know what to do. Do I tell her? It's just horrible.
So it's not something that everybody's aware of. Like, he's not showing up to family parties with somebody that he met on sugardaddy.com. This is not something.
No, not that I've ever known.
Okay.
But wait a minute. Why are we on that site anyway? You're just messing
That's
around?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm
know.
Tommy,
well,
I got lots of questions.
A friend of mine, we were talking about it, and so I decided to go on the site just to check it out because I had never actually seen it.
Of course, now I am also on that site because I'm like a 5-year-old. I'm like, let me see.
I'm going to tell Paul to check your browsing history when you get home.
all right. So, Tommy, if it's her best friend and she found the dad, why wouldn't she tell her it's her best friend?
I don't think she needs to get involved because what if it's just a joke site? Like, what if it's not really even hit?
I mean, it's his private business, too. I mean, these are two adults making a transaction. I mean, that's a different conversation for a different day. Is it awkward? Sure. But is it his business? Absolutely.
But, okay, he's married.
Oh, well, that changes
like,
everything.
Like, this is where I'm coming from. I really think that she should know what her dad is doing outside of their family, you know?
Well, I mean, there's also the chance that it's like a joke or something, or maybe not. Also, I can't believe, Sharon, that you signed up for the free trial to do this, but either way.
Right. so much conflict, so much controversy going on. Listen, if he was divorced, widowed, anything like that, his business.
Right. All right, whose side are you on? If you agree with Tommy, then she should mind her business, because this is something that could tear a family apart.
And a friendship, yeah. Easily.
Or you may see Sharon's side. It's her best friend. How is she not going to tell her that she found her dad while she was messing around on this site, sugardaddy.com? Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, sure.
Great. Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Sharon was messing around on sugardaddy.com, which is a website that men and women go to pay younger people to kind of be their friends.
I mean, to me, it's a baffling legal site. That she's on there messing around, too. I don't, that doesn't make any sense.
She was doing it joking around, which I can kind of see. We've done things like that before.
Okay. You know, as her husband.
Right. But Tommy says what happened was Shireen found her best friend's dad on the site and was like, I need to tell my best friend. And her husband, Tommy's like, no, you don't. You need to keep your mouth shut because right. You don't know what's going on and it's none of your business.
Well, it's going to go nuclear when it happens, right? Either these people are going to completely ignore it or it's going to be a nuclear situation for their family. And maybe you just don't want to be the point person on that when you're best friends with the daughter.
Would you tell your best friend if you found out something about their father? 1-800-330-9999. Honda of Westport Couples Court. Hi, Anna and Raven.
Well, it's a totally uncomfortable conversation. I'm on the wife's side. She should call the father and say, look, this is what I saw. I don't want to bring it to the attention of the rest of your family, but found you out, buddy, and, you know, you need to stop.
So let me ask you, though, a follow-up question, because I actually think that that's a pretty good plan to talk to the father.
I don't.
No, I do, especially if you're very close friends with the family and that type of thing or whatever. On the other hand, you still haven't told your best friend, which, you know, what if down the road the father decides to speak with her or whatever and tells her that you knew, and then what? Your girlfriend's going to feel betrayed, possibly.
Oh, I think it's overstepping boundaries to go directly to the father. I think it's like a family issue, and the family should deal with it privately. I don't know.
That's a very interesting...
The family has no idea about it.
Right.
No idea about it. Your father's an adult. I'm an adult. I felt I should speak with him directly. It has nothing to do with our friendship. It has something to do with your father and his betrayal of his family.
All right, well, thank you for the call.
Thank you for the call.
Yeah, what do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. Shireen was messing around on sugardaddy.com, which is a website where men and women go to pay for younger people to achieve their dreams, but it's a little shady.
Yeah. I mean, Tommy, I would keep an eye on your wife, Shireen. Here's the thing. Shireen found some very juicy, juicy stuff when she was on Sugar Daddy.
Right. She found her best friend's dad as a registered user.
Whoa.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. We're in the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Shireen says, I need to tell my best friend that her dad is on this pretty illicit site. Tommy says, mind your business. You don't know the backstory of it. It could be a joke. All you're going to do is start a big problem. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
I'm on the husband's side. She needs to mind her own business and let that family deal with it.
Hi, Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on this morning?
Hi, good morning. I'm on the wife's side. I would want to know, but I don't think she should tell the daughter. I think she should tell the wife.
Ooh, then now you're talking to your best friend's mom before you're talking about it?
Why does everybody want to tell everybody
crazy.
Except
I'm
the best
sorry,
friend?
I'm sorry, I cannot sign off on that. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. I know it's a lot to get into something serious like that, but she should tell her best friend, not her father. And she can just tell her, hey, here, I just wanted to let you know. That's it.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side, but I wouldn't confront her. What I would do is I would set up like a bogus account and contact him on the site and say, hey, listen, I know who you are. I know your family. You really shouldn't be doing this. And maybe he'll just stop.
I love it. Blackmail.
But it gets
and how about a deposit of $1,500 so I don't tell everybody? I like where your head's at, sir.
So I just think this is what you do. You go to your best friend and be like, this is so weird, and I don't know if it's fake, but I want you to know that I saw this, and then you let her deal with it.
You cry over wine, and you're like, I'm so glad you're in my life.
No, I think you... Imagine if you were that best friend.
Right.
And that, like, you want to know. You want your best friend to tell you.
Yes. No, I agree.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Shireen, our audience agreed with you. It's your best friend. You got to tell her. Whether or not it's real or not, that's up to her to decide, for her to confront her father. But you can't keep a secret like that from your best friend.
Yeah, okay. That's what my gut is telling me.
It will be messy. You're right, Tommy, on that. One way or the other, it's going to be messy. You have to be prepared, best friend or not, for her to, in one way or another, be affected by you telling them. It could affect your relationship. It really could, regardless of what happens with her family.
I hope not, but I hope she sees it. I'm just trying to help her.
Mm. All right. If you have an issue, too, send an email, couplescourt@star999.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation. I'll just figure it out.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Hey, get out of here.
Oh my God, Danny DeVito, I love you.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
You work on commission, right?
Yes. Big mistake. Huge.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scapp Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Renee, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, could you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Renee.
Thank you.
Okay, Raven is walking on out of here. When that door closes, he won't be able to hear us because we're in a soundproof studio. I ask you five pop culture questions. Answer them, and then I invite him back in, and I ask him the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. It's a tie. It goes to Raven, but if you beat him, we give you $100 to Little Pub. You ready?
Ready.
Number one, which Queen Bee actress and musician co-starred in the 2002 film Austin Powers Goldmember as Foxy Cleopatra?
Oh, God. Beyonce.
Number two, a talk show on HBO is in the works that will be hosted by Elmo. It's called The Not Too Late Show with Elmo. Where does Elmo live?
I have no idea.
Number three, Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom plan to marry in December. At what event did Katy Perry perform where we were introduced to Left Shark and Right Shark?
MTV.
Number four, the college admissions scandal now has a sexy costume for Halloween. Yep. What Full House actress is under investigation for college admissions fraud?
Lori Loughlin.
And number five, 105 million people tuned in to watch the series finale of this show in 1983. It was a war comedy drama. It was also the most watched series finale of all time.
MASH.
Let me bring Raven back in. Raven! Waving him in.
Yo.
All right, Renee got 3 out of 5.
3 to 5 is pretty good. Let's see how I do.
Okay. Number one, which Queen Bee actress and musician co-starred in the 2002 film Austin Powers Goldmember as Foxy Cleopatra?
It was Austin Powers, and she was not good in that. It was Beyonce, of course. She was not good in that movie. She was not. But
I think Beyonce's good in everything she does.
No, she wasn't good in that, but she was wonderful.
I realize lately that I have a girl crush on Beyonce. Like, well, I love her.
I mean, there's worse places to put it, but in that movie, she's just completely awkward. It's just strange.
Okay, well, you're right. Number two, a talk show host on HBO, is in the works that will be hosted by Elmo.
I heard that.
Yep, it's called The Not Too Late Show with Elmo. Where does Elmo live?
Elmo lives on Sesame Street, and I hope it's for adults.
I don't know if it will be.
No, I don't think it will be.
It won't be. They don't mess around with it. You're right.
It's too bad, though, because it would be freaking hilarious.
Yeah, they don't mess around with the branding of Sesame Street, but you're right. That's where Elmo lives.
HBO owns Sesame Street now, so they want to protect that.
Yeah. Number three, Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom plan to marry in December. At what event did Katy Perry perform when we were first introduced to Left Shark and Right Shark?
The Super Bowl.
Super Bowl is correct. You guys are tied at 3. Number four, the college admissions scandal has a sexy costume for Halloween now. Random.
Wait a minute. What?
Yep. You can buy a costume and be the sexy scandal, college scandals admission.
Okay.
Yep. What Full House actress is under investigation for college admissions fraud?
Lori Loughlin.
That's right. Okay, Renee, he's beat you. Let's go to the last question.
I hear.
Yeah. Number five, 105 million people tuned in to watch the series finale of this show in 1983 that was a war comedy drama. It was the most watched series finale of all time.
Hate that show, MASH.
Hate seems really strong, Raven.
I could not stand. I honestly couldn't get through the first 15 seconds of the theme song every time without leaving the room and it ruining a good 5 minutes of my headspace.
I have to admit it that I agree with you. I was very young at the time,
right,
but anytime I would watch it, I would be like, oh my gosh, I can't stand this show.
Right. This is so stupid.
Right. Well, right. I think we were too young for it at the time. All right, Renee, I'm sorry. He beat you 5-3 this morning.
It's Renee from Shelton, and I can't beat Raven.
Thank you so much for trying. We appreciate it.
Better luck
next time.
All right, make sure you're listening to The Cheat Sheet at 5:30 this afternoon with Kevin Begley. I'll give you the first two answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions. Dr. Laura Berman joining us, Star 99.9. It's Anna and Raven. We need you to settle a little bit of a debate, something that Raven has done multiple times over the years that I find to be hurtful.
Oh, interesting. Wow. Couple session.
Here we go.
Raven doesn't acknowledge my birthday ever. He doesn't text me. He doesn't call. And I always take off on my birthday for most. Well, last year I did not take off on my birthday and he just didn't say a word to me all day about it being my birthday. This year he knew I was off for my birthday. He didn't text me, send me a message, anything. And then
Raven,
he even admitted,
what's up with that?
Don't you think that that's obnoxious?
Let me explain, Dr. Berman.
I mean, Okay, go ahead.
First off, Anna hides her birthday. Okay,
so not from you.
No, but you hide your birthday and you take off. You don't like huge acknowledgement of your birthday, huge celebrations for your birthday. You don't like to be the center of it on your birthday for whatever reason. You're fine with being the center of it every other day of the year, but that day you don't want to. You don't want to acknowledge it all. Mm-hmm. There's no Facebook representation of Anna's birthday,
so
or anything like that.
You're trying to respect her low key.
treatment
of her birthday.
Well, that's the lie I was going to hide behind.
But your partner. That yes. you spend work with every single day.
Stuck
you
know, in a and room together.
And you don't have to, like, give a shout-out on the air, right. you know, to let the whole world know.
I mean, that would
birthday,
be the easiest way, though. Nope. That would be the easiest way.
No, it's just sent. It's a simple text or phone call or face-to-face. Mm. Happy birthday. I'm really glad you were born.
Yep.
Yeah.
Maybe you're not glad I was born.
No, I'm totally glad. Here's the thing. I did not have... I can't explain this. I actually had an alert set for 2 days before at 9 a.m. and a second one set for a week before. So clearly the intention was there when I put your birthday in my phone, in my calendar.
Right.
The intention was there that not only I was going to say happy birthday, but I was probably going to bring you a gift because it was marked a week and 2 days before.
It's funny.
Let me ask
you a question. Is this something that Anna has gotten mad at you about that you're aware of, you know, that she's voiced to you in the past?
No.
That you've forgotten?
No, I was not aware.
So this is the first, because sometimes guys do what you're doing because they're sort of acting out.
Oh, so is it like me pushing back on her by not doing something?
Yeah,
no.
Okay, good.
No,
so it
wasn't
any. All right. And you don't secretly resent her.
No, we're past that. That was year one and two.
Okay.
No, we're
okay.
good now.
So good you're just a little ADD.
Yeah. Yeah. As in a
but,
dumb guy.
You know, I would enlist other people maybe next year, a producer that's helping you on the show or someone, because you know now how important it is to her in terms of her sense of importance to you, right? You remembering her birthday and just saying happy birthday. It doesn't have to be cartwheels and cake, but just saying happy birthday is an acknowledgement to her that she's important to you.
Happy birthday, Anna Zapp.
It was 2 months ago.
Well, it's in there now. and I have a new reminder set. I set a different reminder for
and
next year.
And who are you going to get as a checks and balance next year?
I've got my wife on the shared calendar at this point. I hope that does it. Here's the thing, though. Your birthday's a Saturday next year.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, my birthday's on a Saturday. It's my 40th birthday, too. If you screw up my 40th birthday.
You better not forget that.
Do you think, in general, guys are just dumb when it comes to women's birthdays?
I think they're just kind of spastic when it comes to all sorts of anniversaries and dates and holidays. You probably grew up in a house where your mom was the one who took care of all of that.
Oh, it was a delicious cake, too. Funfetti dress, funfetti topping. I like that.
Right. And the same thing in my house. My husband takes care of a lot of things, but I'm the one that remembers everyone's birthdays and anniversaries and things like that. He hasn't exercised that muscle. So your partner in work and the person you spend more time with probably than you do at home is telling you that it's important to her that you remember this. So you have to remember it.
All right.
There we go.
All right. Setting a third reminder. iPhone, are you on this? Come on.
All right. His wife wished me a happy birthday. He did not.
Well, she
did? She should not throw him under the bus tell him to wish you
Where
a happy
was my
birthday.
Wife on that one?
Yeah, she threw you under the bus.
All right, I've got a phone call to make now myself.
All right.
Happy birthday, Anna.
Thank
she's
you.
She's all the sweet little age.
Yeah. Aww. Yeah. All right, you ever need relationship advice or somebody to get in between you and somebody that forgets your birthday? You can call Dr. Laura Berman, too. 855-5-UNCOVER.
In a world filled with negativity and bad news, Anna and Raven want you to tell them something good. Powered by Walnut Hill Community Church.
Oh, this is good. So, you know, I've been stressing, Raven and I both, over the last 10 weeks as we've been training for the Sono Half 5K, which we raced in yesterday. We raced in the 5K. But we've been doing it for charity. Mm-hmm. And my goal for 2019 was I wanted to do as much as I could to help kids fighting cancer. I wanted to do whatever I needed to do to help raise money, to volunteer my time, all that. So I was running for Infinite Love for Kids fighting cancer. And You may remember last week we had a young girl on. Her name was Eden, and she's from Westport, and she's 10 years old.
You started the race right in front of me, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, and she was diagnosed with leukemia, and she came on the air to talk about her fight with cancer. And she was, her mom told me she wasn't sure if she was going to be able to run the 5K or not. They were going to see how she was yesterday morning.
Right.
And sure enough, she was there, and I gave her a big hug, and she ran it, and she was so happy, and everything was great. And I just got a message from Marion, who runs Infinite Love for Kids Fighting Cancer, her and her husband, that they were able to give her a $1,000 grant on the spot for medical bills and things. Like, I just love when things come full circle.
Sure.
And just, you know, we raise so much money. And just to think, like, that money literally is going to go in the pockets to help where it needs to go. It just makes me feel so good. Like, okay, we're doing something right here, you
right,
know?
Right, we're affecting something in our community right there at that moment instead of just, you know, a big hole that doesn't have a face on it,
oh,
right?
Oh, gosh, but, I'm just so happy. And, like, things like that make my day.
Yeah, I'm happy for the experience of the race myself personally, about enjoying it, learning it, finding all the different people there that I met, and different people with different stories. There was a lot of people there running for charity, and I found that to be fantastic. Whatever motivates you to get out there and do it, just the experience too with family and friends was a lot of fun.
Yep.
Even though I didn't let any of them run next to me.
I know, you're silly for that. You won't make that mistake
they'll
again.
They'll be close to me next year.
Yeah.
But just, you know, the experience of it, of the getting up, the training, the discipline of what went into it, and then the commitment to finish, and then seeing all the good that people do through it too. It's a great community activity. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
I didn't expect it to be as emotional as it was.
Sure.
So, like, you know, I figured it's
running
a race.
Well, when you feel like you're going to die.
Right. But I, how we were talking about, like,
it's like a plane hitting turbulence and everybody confessing to each other.
But even then, like, we were talking about the people with charities. Like, there were people that were being pushed in wheelchairs. There were people, and I mean, they were lapping me, FYI.
Right.
But they were
going
fast.
Some of these people were very fast.
And, you know, it makes you appreciate what you have and how lucky you are.
Right.
And to be able to have the opportunity to do something like this and being physically able to do it. And if you've never done it, I highly suggest trying it once.
All high fives.
Yeah.
No angry faces.
All positivity.
At a race. At least after the race. There's no angry faces.
Right.
Maybe a couple before.
Raven was in game face
game
mode.
Game face mode.
I have pictures of it. It was alarming. if you want to share your good news.
Oh, by the way, somebody took some photos of me and my wife. We posed for them. We distinctly remember posing for them. I thought it was her camera. She thought it was mine. If you have cameras of my wife and I on your phone, please send them.
It's weird.
Raven at star999.com. Yes, it was weird.
All right. If you want to share your good news, we always want to hear it. 1-800-330-9999. Tell us something good.
Get your shopping done right this holiday season with Big Air Columbus. Right now, you can get $100 off Elite Player Passes at Big Air, which is unlimited play all day, any day. Or buy one $25 gift card, get a free pair of holiday grip socks, plus a 1.5 hour pass to use after the new year. Big Air is the perfect gift for the kids in your family. So get your holiday shopping done right with Big Air Columbus. Stop by today inside Fieldhouse USA at the Polaris Mall or online at BigAirUSA.com.
When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again, without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call CARE Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.